This is the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast, lighthearted and heartfelt conversations about what it looks like to live, heal, and blossom in middle age. I'm your host, April Pruitt. Let's get our bloom on.
Hello, my mid-bloomers. Hello, my friends. How are you? How has the week been? Has it been chilly where you live? Is it hot for my friends out in California? And everybody else, wherever you are, I just hope that you find love and peace. I say that only because there are so many conflicts going on, but all we can do is pray and love on each other. So right now, I am experiencing fall here in St. Louis. I've got a sinus issue, so I'm just like in a daze right now. Leaves are starting to change. Acorns are falling. Squirrels are making all these freaking noises. Usually every other year, I get those gum balls. For those of you who know, they're horrible. They have little stickers on them, and you can slip and fall on them, and then they're just hard to get up. They just don't really rake well. I've got one of those gumball contraptions where it kind of rolls and it encases those gumballs. It's like one of those tennis things where you put it on a tennis ball, just kind of falls in. So Halloween is around the corner. And I would tell you, in the past, I love Halloween. I love seeing the little kids dressed up. I love seeing kids in second and third and fourth grade telling really bad jokes. I love it when they get to pet the cats, because the cats are very curious about why my door is wide open to strangers. But I don't do that anymore. I don't do it because there are now teenagers out there, and they've been out there a while, getting their candy and stuff. They don't even bother to dress up now. Or if they do, it just looks like a torn t-shirt and like some blood smeared on it. So no, these days I'm not opening my doors to strangers. I turn the lights off and camp out in the bedroom because I just don't want to deal with it. But I do miss it. I do miss it. And we've got bigger holidays coming up. It's all happening so fast. I am just totally unprepared for any of it. I do love this sweater weather. I love wearing sweaters and wrapping up. So I'll always love having all of the seasons. It also makes me think just back to Halloween a bit when we were living on military bases. You know, my dad was in the Army. And you got great stuff. You get these like big round popcorn balls. You get regular size candy bars, or they invite you to come inside and have some hot chocolate. And they had, you know, the MPs and military police driving around so that all kids were safe. So I do love remembering about those times. During this time of the year, I'm going to share some stories about my family during the holidays. There is a period of time where my family's home was the place to be for the holidays. My mom cooking up everything and the crazy antics of my crazy family. So I think you'll get a kick out of that. And you may find some similarities to your own families. I can't believe everybody has, like, you know, the Leave It to Beaver house. So my new season 2 starts next week, November 1st. I was thinking about pushing it back another week, but I decided, no, I'm ready to get rolling on this. I'm still getting that first episode edited and a few more following that. So I kind of put myself in a little time crunch, but that's okay. I'm going to get caught up with that. I'm really looking forward to this. I think, as I've said before, I feel like I've got some very special guests that will be on the show. The other things I keep thinking about are gift giving around this time of the year. And I enjoy doing that. I really do. It makes me also think about being grateful for certain things in my life. Grateful that I only had a TIA and not a full-on stroke. So grateful for that. Grateful for the people that are in my life. I want you just to think about that a little bit. I know we have all things to be grateful for. It doesn't mean that we don't have problems or issues or difficult times. It just means that there are those things that have helped give you strength, and you know that those things made the difference for you. So I do think about gratitude during this time of the year and things that you can do for others. I know I had some groceries delivered. Yeah, it was yesterday, where they're supposed to be delivered. And I overslept, and usually they'll just leave them on my porch. I overslept by a couple hours. So I go out on the porch and there is nothing there. And I'm like, my groceries have been stolen. But it felt strange because I was like, I don't know. I've never had anything stolen off my porch, though I know other people have in my neighborhood. But I just kept looking. It's like, maybe I missed them? But they weren't there. So, and I used Instacart. So I got in touch with them and I said, hey, I don't have any groceries here. I think somebody may have taken them. And I didn't want to blame them for not delivering. But they said, no, we'll go ahead and we'll order those for you. You don't have to pay. If it was delivered to the wrong place, you know, that's not your fault, whatever. So, which was nice. So they went on their way to deliver it. Meanwhile, I went on that neighborhood app. I really hate it. Usually I just like see the crazy stuff people put on there. But I thought, you know what? I'm just going to mention the whole Instacart food thing. So I did. I said, I'd order these groceries. I overslept, so I wasn't there to be handed to, and there was nothing there. I told them that I had contacted Instacart, and they were able to take care of me and not charge me, and I got my groceries. And then, you know, everybody had their ideas about different things like, oh, well, I know a neighbor that they always order alcohol, so they have to see ID. So that would have, you know, I'm like, well, I'm not ordering alcohol, but okay, thanks. Or go to the store directly. It's like, you know, great ideas. But I did what I did and it worked out. And the other thing was that I had, I guess it was a couple hours later, and there's a knock on my door. I answer the door and it's V, my next door neighbor, with my groceries. She had been out. She sees my groceries. She recognized them from the pomegranate seeds that I always order. So she brought them over and I'm like, oh, now I've got two sets of groceries. So I contacted Instacart. I wanted to be honest and let them know that they went to my next door neighbors and they said, well, again, that wasn't your fault. And they said, yeah, if you want to, you can make a donation to charity or something. And you know what? That's exactly what I did. I made a donation to the Red Cross. So the cost of those groceries were used for something good. And I don't have to feel guilty about having two sets of groceries because somebody made a simple mistake. That's the way I see it anyway. So we will be ready to roll next week for my new season 2 of my podcast, and we have a great guest coming on and looking forward to it. Pass the word on. Let everybody know. Living in Bloom's got it going on. All right. Take care, everyone. Be blessed.
Thank you for joining me today on Living in Mid-Bloom. I hope you found this episode insightful, meaningful, and maybe it's given you something to think about. I invite you to share your positive reviews or ideas on topics you would like me to touch on by leaving your comments on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. We are all divine beings who just want to be seen, heard, and loved. Have a beautiful day.